It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. It's the birthday of American character actor Walter Brennan, born in Lynn, or was it Swampscott, Massachusetts, in 1894. He is best known for his portrayals of Western sidekicks and lovable or irascible old codgers. During his lifetime, Walter Brennan offered so many different versions of his early years that it is virtually impossible to separate fact from fantasy. He may have left home at age 11, or perhaps he remained at home until he graduated from high school. He may have trained to be an engineer like his father, but whether he attended college for this purpose is open to speculation. It is very likely that he worked as a lumberjack, a ditch digger, and a bank messenger, but less likely that he raised pineapples in Guatemala. While he undoubtedly served with the 101st Field Artillery in World War I, his assertion that he lost his teeth and acquired his grating high-pitched voice in a gas attack is probably apocryphal. After the war, he sold real estate in California until he was encouraged by a co-worker to rechannel his flamboyant salesmanship into acting. He entered films in 1923 as an extra and a stuntman, earning $7.50 a day. His first important film assignment came in 1930, when he was prominently featured in Universal's lavish musical revue, The King of Jazz. After that, he played a variety of bit parts and featured roles, ranging from youthful cockneys to elderly patriarchs. Whenever he was assigned one of these character parts, he would inquire of the director, "With or without?" Asked, "With or without what?" Brennan would remove his dentures and answer, "Teeth." Hired for a minor role as a cabbie in producer Sam Goldwyn's The Wedding Night in 1935, he so impressed Goldwyn with his characterization that the producer signed him to a long-term contract. His breakthrough role was that of the Swedish lumberman Swan Bostrom in Goldwyn's Come and Get It in 1936, which earned him his first Best Supporting Actor Academy Award. 2 years later, he won a second one for his portrayal of a grandfatherly horse farm owner in the film Kentucky. And in 1940, he earned an unprecedented third Oscar for his performance as Judge Roy Bean in The Westerner. His other noteworthy film roles include Pastor Pyle in Sergeant York, the garrulous rummy Eddie in To Have and Have Not, and the cold-blooded outlaw leader Old Man Clanton in My Darling Clementine, the story of the famous gunfight at the O.K. Corral in 1946. Earning $5,000 a week by the end of the 40s, he also owned a working 12,000-acre cattle ranch in Oregon. Continuing to flourish into the 1950s with such films as Bad Day at Black Rock and Rio Bravo, Brennan also became a TV star in 1957 when he was cast as pig-headed West Virginia farmer Amos McCoy on the weekly situation comedy The Real McCoys. It lasted 6 years and 224 episodes. He went on to star in two more TV series, Tycoon and The Guns of Will Sonnet. In his final years, Brennan often raised the hackles of his younger co-workers with his ultra-conservative views, but few could argue with his fundamental professional philosophy. My advice to actors? It's very simple. Do your acting, son, but don't get caught at it. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 25th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.